What? Hello?
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia, the supervisor here in the fraud department. Can I have your first and last name?
Cassie and your boss.
Okay, verify your email address.
ANIEVS2013@gmail.com.
Telephone number.
Telephone number 510-962-1818.
And your shipping address.
What?
And verify your shipping address.
Shipping address is 3816 Vincent Court, Castro Valley, California, 94546. By the way, why are you asking my shipping address? I did not order anything from your company. And that's why I am wondering why you were able to get my bank account, my checking account, and get the 6732 from my account.
Okay, that information you were.
Huh?
Go ahead.
I did not order anything from you. I don't have any transaction, and I want my money back.
Okay, that information you verified over this recorded line is correct. Looks like someone ordered the tackle bag on November 1st, where they had to pay the shipping and handling for the product. Looks like they also signed up for the Factory Direct Savings Club membership, where they give them 48 hours to call in to cancel it to keep from being a member. Being a member gets them a $125 gift card to the Best Consumers Gadgets Club, which is
I don't want any membership. Interested in membership.
Which is an online web store. They'll receive that gift card each month they're enrolled as a member, and it's $67.32 a month. Now, you are stating that you did not place this order on November 1st, correct?
No, I did not order anything.
Okay, so what I can go ahead and do is get your information sent over to your local county police department, so that way whoever used your credit card and information fraudulently can be prosecuted. We do send over the IP address, which does show the exact device and location where this was ordered
from. I don't understand what you're saying. There's an echo on your side.
I don't hear any echo, ma'am.
Yeah, it's hard to understand what, and you are talking fast. Could not understand what you're saying.
I'm going to go ahead and get your information sent over to your local county police department. Can you hear me now?
You are going to return what?
I'm going to go ahead and get your information sent over to your local county police department, so that way whoever used your credit card and information fraudulently can be prosecuted. We do send over the IP address, which does show the exact device and location where this was ordered from. I do have to let you be fully aware that if it does come back to the information you verified over this recorded line, you could be prosecuted for fraudulent claims of fraud. Would you like to proceed with the fraud claim?
Is this company Dominant Appliances Opti?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you from Dominant Appliances Opti?
Okay, I don't know what that is, ma'am. Do you want to proceed with the fraud claim?
I don't know why I was. So what company are you representing?
This is a third-party call center. We service over 400 different companies. Do you want to proceed with the fraud claim?
What are you representing then?
Okay. Do you want to proceed with the fraud claim, ma'am?
Yeah, I want to get back my money. That's all I need.
Okay. You're not answering my question, ma'am. Do you understand what I'm asking you?
What are you asking?
Yes, I want
my money back. That's all.
No, ma'am. That's not what I'm asking you. Do you want to proceed with the fraud claim?
What claim?
Do you want to proceed with the fraud claim, ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you. That information has been sent over for the beginning of this investigation. We do refund the most recent charge, which will be the 6732. That charge will be refunded within 3 to 5 business days prior to the investigation. Is there anything else I can help you with?
So with that process, my money will be sent back to my bank?
Within 3 to 5 business days.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.